Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Dating, Mating, and Relating with Carly Stein on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. I am so excited for today's show. Of course, I'm excited for every show, but this show in particular will have a lot of energy. I have my great friends, Rob Alex and Janelle Alex, on the line with us today. How are you doing, both of you?
Oh, wonderful. It's great to be here, Carly.
We are doing fantastic.
Wonderful. They were on the Valentine's Day show last week, so I hope you all tuned in to listen to that. But before we get to asking them questions, I want to tell you all a bit about who they are and what they do. I met Janelle and Rob a couple years ago, and just as I've progressed in my career, they've been there to cheer me on along the way and have been really fun to talk to and collaborate with. So they are experts in sexual energy and relationships. Doctors Rob and Janelle Alex, both PhDs, are mentoring couples around the world. They are best-selling authors, speakers, and hosts of the Mission Date Night podcast. Together, they have authored over 125 books, including the new Mission Date Night Adventures, Sexy Challenges series, the Intimate Adventure series, Collaborate with Your Soul, Richer Together, Secrets to Working, Living, and Loving Side by Side, The Full Moon Approaches, Speaking Kind Words, and more. They offer programs, workshops, and private mentoring on transcendent lovemaking, secret animal powers, which I have had my secret animal powers run and discussed. and I lost my place. and sexual energy, sex magic, and more. Passionate about merging spirituality and sexuality, Rob and Janelle thrive on sharing their messages and teaching with the world. Dr. Janelle Alex uses a blend of body consciousness, spiritual psychology, and transpersonal counseling, animal energy, and spiritual connection. She has spent the last 26 years helping others connect to their creative energy, their life force energy. She shows women and couples how to integrate unique yet practical spiritual tools to traverse the journey of their relationship, how to direct their sexual energy and their creative energy so they can deepen their relationship and fulfill their dreams. She graduated summa cum laude from St. Mary of the Woods College with a BS in, or a bachelor's degree in psychology and a minor in criminology. Her graduate degrees include a Master of Arts in Transpersonal Psychology from the Institute of Transpersonal Psychology, now Sophia University, Master's in Metaphysical Sciences from the University of Metaphysics, and her PhD is in Transpersonal Counseling from the University of Sedona. Her dissertation was Sacred Intimacy, Transforming Your Life Through Sacred Relationship. Whew, that's a mouthful. And Dr. Rob Alex is the guru of getting it on, or Mr. Frisky, as Janelle called him. He has been creating sexy challenges, which are sacred and sensual experience for lovers, since 2009. After his spiritual awakening in 2010, which happened due to a transcendent lovemaking experience, he brought more spiritual perspectives into his work. He teaches men and couples how to use ancient wisdom to deepen their intimacy, create more sexual energy, and direct the sexual energy to developing amazing relationships and live the life of their dreams. He studied business and sexuality at Penn State University. His bachelor's of metaphysics, master of metaphysical sciences, and PhD is in transpersonal counseling, where he earned from the University of Metaphysical Sciences. His dissertation was Orgasmic Laughter, Sex and Humor Are Unexpected Portals to the Universe. So, again, I'd like to welcome Rob and Nell Alex to the show.
Thank you.
Well, that's helpful, you two.
It's a pleasure to be here, Carly.
Well, thank you. And I was on their show a couple weeks ago, or on their podcast, so definitely go check that out. But, you know, let's jump right into it. So, you know, I love the work you two do, and I love your energy. I was like, I always love talking to you two, just because of the energy you bring. So why do you believe couples need adventure in relationships?
Oh,
We need adventure in life in general, but in our relationships especially, because when you start hearing couples where their relationship is going downhill or not as great as it once was, you know, it's they talk about losing that spark. But if they keep focusing on that adventure and putting new things in their life, they don't ever worry about that spark because their relationship is on fire.
Well, I mean, any time that we're in a relationship for, you know, a length of time, so if you're in a committed relationship, you know, the hormones change. They're not being released in the same way that they are when the relationship is new. And we get to that place where we see each other brush our teeth, floss our teeth, come out of the bathroom in your underwear, whatever. And you're like, oh, you lose some of the attraction and some of that peace. So when you can keep adventure at a higher level and keep some of the questions and the unknowns going on in the relationship in a great and fun and playful way, then you can keep that excitement at a higher level. It's easier to recreate that excitement while being great friends and seeing, oh, great, you were just flossing your teeth and putting on deodorant. That's just sexy.
Right. And so once couples really get to know each other, how can they feel mysterious and intriguing? That's a good question.
Well, I think that goes back to, I kind of take, you know, just piggybacks there on what I was saying a moment ago. But we have to remember that when we come together in a relationship, that we come together as two individuals. So first of all, we bring our crap, right? We bring the baggage, but we bring those individual pieces, and that's what we're attracted to the other person, because there's something about him or her that we're excited about and we love being with. If we lose that and ourselves, you know, on the individual level, we lose that and we just sit around and watch television and eat pizza and do nothing else, then there is no more mystery. And so you have to maintain that piece so that you yourself as an individual continue to grow, continue to experience new things. Lately, I've actually, we've talked about this on our show, but with the political, you know, whole campaign, presidential campaign going on, Rob and I are on different sides when it comes to Hillary and Bernie. But we have amazing conversations, and we've been together, what, almost 15 years, and we still learned new things about each other because of having the conversations of, wait a minute, why do I support Hillary? Why does Rob support Bernie? So, you know, we've got to have those great conversations and respect each other. But we found some interesting things about each other, like, oh, so there was still some mystery right there, Ethan.
Well, and I think, you know, we have to get out of that comfort zone, because that's an easy place to fall into. Janelle was talking about, you know, just getting comfortable. We just watch TV all night and everything. We don't go out as much anymore. It just all gets comfortable, and that's not exciting. And we need to bring some of that excitement in. So whether it's, you know, learning to do something new together or talking about something exciting like Janelle was talking about, we need to bring that into our relationship. You know, picking up a sexy challenge or a mission date night adventure is a great way to do that, because it gets you out of that comfort zone. You just step a foot out of that comfort zone and you feel the energy that starts to happen. Now, you know, for a lot of people, they're like, oh, I don't want to get out of my comfort zone, but we're not talking, you know, like just fly out of it and don't look back. But, you know, take a step out and see how exciting life can get going again, and how your relationship can get exciting again when you do something just a little different.
And Carly, you understand that because you just released your new book. And so you have all those date ideas in your book as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so we're excited about that for you, mind you, because it is. It's those different ideas. It's those, and that's why we've tried so hard to make the sexy challenges, the mission date night adventures, even the intimate adventures, kind of those effortless ideas so that you have this in front of you. And you can add some mystery, you know, and say, wait a minute, let's do this. It's either really different or a little different.
Well, yes, and thank you for bringing that up because I hadn't mentioned it on the show yet.
Oh, well, there you go.
I haven't done a live show since the release of the book. So for those who are listening, I am now a published author. Yay!
Congratulations.
Thank you. And you can find the book on Amazon. It is 101 Ideas, Fun and Memorable Dates. And I am doing my first book signing this Thursday in Denver. So if anyone's interested, you can look that up on Facebook. But anyways, we'll get back to Rob and Janelle, and I'll talk to you more about the book towards the end of the show. I mean, you're right. And that was the whole purpose of the book. It's keep it fun, always keep it dating. You know, whether you're, you know, dating, there's a purpose to dating, whether you've been in a relationship for 15 years or you're just getting to know each other, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, I don't think we put enough emphasis on it when we've been in a relationship for a while, you know, to have that experience. Yes, we know each other very well, but there's a lot of things that we can learn and just have discussions. So that dating piece is very important.
Well, and even with that, Rob, you and I just talked about this recently, but many, many years ago when I decided to go to graduate school, the direction that I was going was quite different. And I knew that it was going to drastically change me. I just knew. I mean, I was so freaking excited when I got accepted. And I remember running and jumping in Rob's arms, and he's like, yeah, this is great. He was excited for me. But I think he kind of knew, too, something big was coming down, right? I was changing. And I did, but I sat him down at the kitchen table before I actually started the program, and I told him that. And I said, oh, my gosh, I have to do this for me. This is where I'm headed. I know that. But I don't want you to be left behind. You know, I want us to grow together in whatever way we can. And, you know, Rob actually ended up kind of coming on board, and his degrees ended up being more similar to mine than where he'd originally started. But not that he had to do that. It's just for us it worked out that way. But the point was that we were at least interested in what each other was doing. And so there were these new, mysterious, amazing things going on. But even if we hadn't taken a similar path in our careers, we definitely wanted to at least know what the other person was doing. It was this fascinating piece. And, oh, my God, Carly, we had, and all of you guys listening, we had conversations, and we still do, sometimes till like 2 or 3 in the morning. And then we go, whoops, we got to get up in the morning. We better get to bed.
Yeah. And, you know, that can be a date night in itself, just a conversation. And I think, you know, so many people think, oh, we've got to go out to dinner. You've got to follow this set pattern for your date night. But, no, it can be a conversation, a bottle of wine, and just, you know, enjoying each other. That's what a date night is about.
Right, exactly. It's about connecting and having fun with each other versus, you know, exactly the structured thing.
Yeah.
So you two teach that spontaneous play is flirting and couples need to regain playfulness. So a lot of people think playfulness is a sign of immaturity and that one needs to grow up. Like this question.
Grow up, Rob.
I love that.
Like, Rob's so much sillier, goofier normally than I am. But that is, it's a Rob. I'm going to pass that off to you. I'm going to stop talking.
Well, I think, you know, when you look at when everybody seems to have had the most fun in their life, most people revert back to their childhood, you know, that freedom of being a small child and just playing, and your imagination was running wild, and, you know, you could have fun doing almost anything. You know, you could get a stick in the backyard and it became a lightsaber or something like that, you know, and we've lost that. And that maturity that everybody strives for has just taken that out of our lives. And, you know, when you think about it, that's where we want to be. We want to be that fun, loving kid. Yes, we want to experience and have the dreams that we want, but if we lose that fun and playful piece, even in our relationship, it's kind of like, you know, why am I going through the motions for this? It's not exciting. It's not, you know, what it was cracked up to be.
Well, and even like the other day, because so often I am the more serious one of the two of us anyway, and I don't know what we were doing. We were making dinner. We were doing something. And I say we, pretty much Rob, because I passed off that to him. He's so amazing. My amazing man cooks dinner. I don't have to do it hardly ever.
Well, we made a pact. I don't like to do the dishes.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, I'll cook. You'll do the dishes.
And I was like, yes, I'll do that job. Okay. See, you'd have to learn how to work together, whatever, wherever your strengths are. I'm like, I'll just do the dishes. It's fine. So, you know, I don't know what I was doing, but I just looked at him and I said, oh, my God, I'm being such a big dork right now. And we were laughing. And he looked at me and he goes, and you're doing a very good job of it. That's what one of the things that helps keep our bond close. And we have so much fun together that we want to be around each other.
Mm-hmm.
For us, that's a lot. We're around each other a lot because we do work together, obviously. So being playful is so important for us.
Yeah, and if immaturity is something people don't strive for, then, you know, they need to get, I'm the king at it. So I've always been that. I can't even count how many times I've heard people that have called me immature. And I'm okay with it because I think it's the spice of life.
A lot more fun.
Right.
Yeah.
We all have an inner child, right? yeah, in fact, I was at a business conference the other day, or a training, and there was a video guy there, and he said, do videos for your business. And he says, and if you really want to do them well, just access that inner child, because people want to see the inner child. And I was like, interesting. I was like, that plays out in so many more ways in our life than we think it does.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, Rob and I did, I don't know, we've only released two or three, but we did some silly videos this last summer, and one of them we kind of did a parody of the Ghost Adventures. And so, I've got like really heavy dark makeup on, and we do this whole kind of spoof on, we like the Ghost Adventures, but we did a spoof on it, and then at the end of it, we're like, hey, no, wait, we're relationship experts, not ghost hunters. And, you know, and we did another one that was more like
home improvement shows on HGTV.
Yeah. And then we were like, Rob's like, I'm going to rip this cabinet out. And I'm like, no, wait, we don't know what we're doing. We were just being dorks, but we were playing and having fun. And, those don't have like great content, but they're funny, and that's all it was meant to be.
Exactly. People like to see entertainment, for sure.
Yes.
So, how does playfulness equal adventure? Like, how do you, equivalent the two?
Well, I think when we're willing to be playful and willing to be just like I said, I've said it a few times I know today, but being a dork, we're willing to go do something else. You know, we're willing to actually, I know this isn't directly related to romantic partnerships, but what I think of is this past summer, we went to a baseball game at a minor league team down here in Colorado Springs, and our youngest son, he's 8, and he usually doesn't have soda, right? So he was drunk on soda. And he yelled for that particular brand, and just it was hilarious, and there was just this. We had quite a few of us there. There's a big family there, but we had this whole group of us, and we were just cracking up and laughing. And it certainly felt like an adventure. It was something different we wouldn't normally do, at least not that scenario. But if we're willing to be playful, then we're willing to say, oh, you know, let's go jump out of a plane. That's a big one for most people. But we're willing to try something completely different and take it at a very lighthearted level so that we're willing to experience that different adventure. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
I hope so.
Well, and I think, you know, when you go into a room or anything, who stands out in the room? It's that person with the charisma, with the playfulness. You know, the stuffed shirts don't stick out. You know, they're just there. They're wallpaper in that sense. And those people with that, those personalities, and they have the bright lights coming from you, that's the people you want to get close to. And when you have that in your relationship, your partner just keeps wanting to get closer and closer to you.
And guess what? Your charisma, the fact that you stand out, whether it's in a big crowded room or whether it's just in your relationship, because obviously, you know, introverted people wouldn't be comfortable in standing out in a big crowded room. But that charisma, that excitement, that draw to your partner, that's your sexual energy. That's really all it is. And it doesn't necessarily always have to do with your sex life. Sure, it's connected, but it's not the sole piece of it. It's not, when we say sexual energy, it's not only your sex life and what's happening there. It's that creative force. It's that excitement. It's that amazing energy that you have.
Excuse me. Sorry, I'm just getting over a cold, everyone. So that's why.
Let's all send Carly some wonderful energy so she can get all the way
yes,
better.
Please. I can't talk today, and I need to talk. So, anyway, so let's talk about the bedroom. I know we talked about, you know, when I was on your show, we talked about being in the bedroom, so I'm going to bring us right back to that place. So, playfulness in the bedroom, I preach, is extremely important, and I know you two agree with me. So, what's your take on that?
Oh, you know, the first thing that always comes to mind when we talk about it or someone asks us that, I remember, it's actually the first person that I remember a couple years ago that really stands out in my mind, but he sent us a message and he said, what am I supposed to do? And he really needed help. He said, if I laugh in the bedroom, my partner is just devastated. And his partner just is like, we cannot laugh in there. This is serious stuff. You know, so it was heartbreaking to hear that one little comment that we received a few years ago. And it's never left me. It stood out to me because I'm like, wow, how are you going to try anything different or bring in a new item or bring in some sex furniture or who knows what if you're not willing to laugh? Because sometimes positions don't work, items don't work, a new lube, you're like, ooh, I don't like that or I don't like the smell of it. Or you just try something different, anything, role play doesn't work. You know, who knows, but something, or one of you get too excited and somebody falls off the bed or whacks their head on the counter, who knows. But you've got to be able to laugh it off. If you can't laugh it off and you're just, well, no pun intended, but you're in an unpleasant way, you're screwed.
Well, you know, laughter and orgasm are so close together. And, you know, I did, my dissertation was on this topic. You know, when you're laughing, so many great and wonderful hormones are released in your body. You know, we hear laughter is the best medicine, and it is. There's a lot of great aspects to laughter, and it just makes you feel better. You know, there's studies being done that people that laugh more live longer, and the same thing happens with our orgasms. People that have more orgasms, they're finding out, live longer. They're happier people. They have a glow about them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, why wouldn't we bring both of those amazing things together in our bedrooms and be like, wow, let's double dip.
Well, oh my. You know, you've got to understand too, right, that laughter can be used in a negative way. So if you laugh at your partner, then that can be hurtful. It can be used in a very controlling way. We all know that. You know, bullying is part of that, is making fun of laughing at other people. So, and I remember, I know that because I edited Rob's dissertation, so I know that's in there. But there's the beautiful aspect of it where you get to share that with your partner and that blissful state that crazy, especially the big belly laughs, but even, you know, those minor little giggles, sometimes they're just music to our ears. And we feel good because, again, that's going to help release some of those amazing hormones within the body as well, those great feel-good hormones.
All right. And when you allow yourself to just be open, I mean, like, you know, an orgasm can show up as you, like, just laughing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you're not allowing yourself to do that and holding back, you know, you're holding yourself back from that experience, for sure.
Right.
And that can be a little quite mind-blowing, actually. But, yeah, so we're going to go to commercial break and be right back with Rob and Janelle Alex on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com.
Hey, this is Alvin. And this is Calvin. We're the godsons of the late legendary Godfather Soul himself, Mr. James Brown. We'll be at the 2016 Old School Celebrity Reunion in Reno, Nevada, June 5th, 2016, brought to you by Faces of Success Radio. And as the Godfather always told us, whatever we do, it's got to be funky. See you there. Good God.
Sweat dripping from my body. We both at the party. So come and show me your moves. I got some things I can teach you to. If you wanna see. Oh. You say you need a shot of the Henny. Then you're ready. Do what you need.
Hi, this is Evelyn Champagne King. And on behalf of me and my brother, Johnny King, we're very excited to be a part of Faces of Success 2016 Old School Celebrity Reunion in Reno, Nevada, at the Grand Sierra Hotel. We'll be making our way down the red carpet, performing my new single, Dance All Night, so you don't want to miss it. It's going to be a lot of great talent. See you there.
Hello, and welcome back to Dating, Mating, and Relating with Carly Stein and FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. And yes, I am so excited for our event coming up in June. There's going to be a bunch of celebrities, and of course, we want to invite all the listeners to come out and visit us in Reno, June 4th and 5th. So today on the show, I have Rob and Janelle Alex. We've been talking about adding playfulness and fun into your relationship. And of course, going to our big school celebrity reward, our old school reunion would be a great fun date. But anyway, So let's talk a bit about sexual energy, because I know it's so important to everyone in their regular lives. So how does sexual energy is sexual energy only connected to your sex life?
No. Not at all. I mean, really, your sexual energy, you're talking about musicians, right? And so you were just talking about that. So a musician, when they think about them being on stage, if they're good and people just can't wait to see more of them, they're so drawn to them. That's their sexual energy. It could be just any charismatic speaker. That's their sexual energy. You're drawn to them. Those people where you just can't stand it. You want more and more and more. It's really their sexual energy. But here's the thing. If you can't handle saying sexual energy, if it confuses you and you only think it's connected to your sex life, change the term. Just call it your creative energy, or your life force.
Well, and I want to interject something here, though, because it doesn't have to be just those most popular musicians or those charismatic speakers. You know, I like to go to the museums and look at the artwork, and I think about the energy that went in that artist put into that. Now, there'll be people that will walk up to a painting and go, oh, gosh, I can't stand that. That's hideous. But it still doesn't mean that there's not sexual energy or creative energy involved in the process. The artist put his energy into that piece of work. And just like even if you go see a band that you might not think is that great, they're putting their energy, their creativity into that.
Well, I like all kinds of music, but one is I have a couple of country music stars that I really like, and Rob cannot stand country music. He hates it. So for him, he's like, ew, I'm not drawn to that at all. It's disgusting. Why do you have that on? But to bring this down to a more practical level, when you have really tapped into and connected with your sexual energy or your creative energy, guess what? You actually are better able to come up with new solutions to problems. You come up with new ideas. And maybe it is writing a book. Maybe it is just coming up with some really cool thing that you want to do on your next date night. And so when you're tapped into that, then you are going to be more creative, period. I mean, you just really, truly are. And it's easier to tap into your spiritual self even, however you view that. But that higher self or whatever you want to call it. But you can connect to that and really reconnect to who you are, you know, that core essence of yourself. Because so much time, and now in modern times where so many people are in the corporate world or just in their job and they kind of lose themselves in that, and they don't have that stuff, that inner child we talked about earlier, that you're so excited to, when you're in a certain space, you're excited and your energy's higher and you're like, woohoo, I'm having fun. And you can reconnect to that when you reconnect with your sexual energy.
Excuse me. Yeah, I love it. So you two created Sexy Challenges. So what? We'll tell the audience what Sexy Challenges are, and then what's your premise behind Sexy Challenges 33 Adventures?
Well, as we talked about earlier in the show, a lot of people get, a little nervous about, wanting to spice things up in their relationship, and that's the the basic reason that sexy challenges first came into existence was to spice it up, to say, okay, here's something we want to try. We don't have to make the decision. We don't have to make the call. It's in this ebook, and we can follow along and have this great experience. Yes, and there's room to change and add things, you know, to your liking. So it's not all just cut and dry, like here it is, follow it step for step. It allows for a lot of options that you can put in there. But then I had my spiritual awakening, and I thought, wow, there's a lot of these, what I would call ancient traditions, that need to be integrated into our modern world. And so that's where sexy challenges are now. We're integrating these ancient traditions, these metaphysical principles, these spiritual laws, if you will, the law of attraction, those type of things into our sex life because, you know, we need that. We need that connection. We need to get away from the thought process of, oh, sex is, you know, just something you use to sell a product, or it's, you know, it's dirty and should be kept behind closed doors. You know, your sex life is amazing if you take it there.
Yeah, so they really have the new compilation book with the 33 challenges in it that we just released on Valentine's Day. I would say 98% of them, 95%, all have some sort of a metaphysical type feel. But mind you, you know, there's, you know, we bring in all kinds. We bring in different pagan views. We'll bring in, you know, some voodoo here or there. I think there's one in particular challenge around that. But, you know, we bring in I'm trying to blame. And yes, of course, because often we're asked, oh, what you guys do, is it Tantra? Yeah, but no, it goes beyond that. It's different than that. So there are some Tantric principles, there's Buddhist principles, you name it, we pulled it in. Probably the only thing we've really avoided is, honestly, it's probably the Christian perspective most for the most part, because there's, we want to avoid the rigidity of having to, like, you can only be this way, and you can't have fun, and you can't experience and explore in the bedroom. Oh, that'd be bad. Because that's not what we believe. And, yes, we do have fun calling it the sexual law of attraction, because when you learn how to direct that sexual energy we talked about earlier, it's freaking amazing what you can manifest. We've manifested so many things, it's unbelievable. So it's a whole different experience. And, wow, you get to have that little secret with your partner, you know, that nobody else needs to know about, you've manifested and actually sent some extra energy or created possibly some new energy towards whatever it is you're trying to manifest. So it's so there's a lot of that in there, and we actually have some of the challenges in this new series, the Sexy Challenge 33 Adventures, that have some specific things around that, you know, sexually charging your money and making sigils, which are bringing in some of the elements of the earth and so forth, on how, again, that really goes into that beautiful aspect of sex magic or the sexual law of attraction.
Mm-hmm. So what are your, each of you, what are your favorite sexy challenges you have in the book?
Are you going to pass it off to me first?
I'll let you go. I went first last time.
Well, I just mentioned the one where you create a sigil. So it's called Earth, Wind, and Fire. And, of course, earth, wind, and fire are three, you know, main elements. But a sigil, because I know most people don't probably know what that is, a sigil, there's so many ways to do them, and we have one example, maybe two, I don't know. I know that we gave one specific example in the book, but there's a variety of ways to do that. Really all a sigil is ultimately you're creating an image, some sort of image. It could be you have a word, you know, maybe it's that thing that you're really wanting, you know, some specific thing. I know a few years ago, before we came to Colorado, at that time we wanted to move to the Denver area. And so we created a sigil around that. So we took the letters of that, and I don't remember exactly now what we did, but it's been too many years ago, but, you know, you could even have just said Denver and just take out maybe the vowels and put in just the consonants, and you draw those letters on top of each other, so they're layered, on as some sort of a piece of paper, or what we often do is cardstock. Almost all of our sigils now are on basically like a business card, but they're on cardstock. And we create all kinds of different things. And then We have bad intention. Whatever that particular sigil is, that's our intention for the moment. And we make love, and then we are focusing and directing our energy that particular time towards that sigil, towards that goal. And, yes, obviously, we had there's a whole story around that. But, yeah, we made it to Denver. It's just fascinating and amazing the way those things work. So in Earth, Wind, and Fire, there's an explanation how to do that. There's how you can bring the earth into it, or how you could bring in fire, how you can bring in wind. Also, actually, even though the water is not listed in the title, the water element is in there. And so you could bring all of those in. You can have that sigil created, make love, and then you could either burn the sigil, you could bury it, you could just soak it. We've soaked ours in the ocean before, obviously not in Colorado. we didn't just leave it in the ocean because that would be not a good idea. So we've soaked it in salt water. We didn't soak them in salt water and then brought them home to create a sigil on at a later time. So, there's a really fascinating ways of doing that. And because that one in particular has been huge for us in helping us even manifest things, in some aspects, because we have a little different take on some of the ways we do it now, because we've expanded, right? Because we all get to expand these. That's probably my favorite one.
Well, I love all 33. I mean, I love all of them that are out there. But I try to pick a different one each time I'm asked this question. And I'm going to, talk about Vampire Weekend today. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think this is one, because vampires are sexy. I mean, so many people, there's been so many books written, and the vampires just keep getting sexier and sexier and sexier. You know, every story that's created and they turn into a movie, it's like this new heartthrob that's the vampire, or the new hot lady that's the vampire. But what this is about is just turning your life upside down, like if you became a vampire. So you're sleeping through the day and being up all night. And how would vampires interact in their relationship? How would vampires make love? What things
there'd
would
be
they
some
do
biting going
yeah
on.
I'm sure there's some biting included in this challenge, but to get that feel. Now, this one takes a little planning because you have to spend a whole weekend like you're vampires. So, you might have to call in sick Monday to work or whatever. So you can But it gives you that feel. And to be up at night with your partner and everybody else is asleep, what a feeling that is. To be out about in your town, where the town is asleep. Here in Colorado Springs, it's not so much in Denver. Denver, kind of more active. But here in Colorado Springs, you go out at night, like late at night. There's like nobody out. So
yeah.
It's very interesting feeling, and it gives you that feeling like that you two are the only ones in the world at that point.
Well, and I remember even getting an email from some of our clients, and they actually live across the pond. They live in Europe, and so a very different environment. And same thing, though, they live in a big city there. And they went out and staying up late at night. It's 3-4 in the morning, and it's like, wow, this is so freaking different. And then, yes, there is an adjustment period, to get adjusted back. So, you've got to figure out your sleeping. But you could go all out and dress the part, and do the white out kind of makeup and paint your nail. You could do all the way out like that. Or you can just say, hey, we're just going to change our sleeping habits. But then, you can kind of think differently about how you would interact with each other. I don't know. Don't hunt anybody down that you don't know and try to bite them. That would be weird. You'll get arrested. I don't know. But, so that's – I like that one. I'm glad you brought that up.
Just stay away from the garlic, too.
Maybe. We don't know.
Wow, that's something I never thought of. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it is.
All right, we are going to go to break once again, and we'll be right back with Rob and Janelle Alex.
Faces of Success Radio presents the 2016 Old School Celebrity Reunion Dinner and Awards Ceremony, Saturday, June 4th and Sunday, June 5th at the Grand Sierra Resort Crystal Ballroom, Reno, Nevada. Nominees are Evelyn Champagne King, GQ, Blue Magic, Radio featuring Arnell Carmichael, Troop, Climax, Roy Hamilton Jr., Richie Rich, Lamar Lubin, and more. Special guest appearances from Earl Young, Johnny King, Khalilah Ali, Club Nouveau, Sherry Gordy, Eric, GQ Young, and Ziola Gay. With honors to Marvin Gaye and Robert Franklin Brookins. Tickets available at facesofsuccessradio.com.
I can't really explain what it is she does.
one more time. Sun comes rolling in. We're lost in these covers, and all I feel is skin. I slowly kiss your face, beautiful in every way. You are. See, I'm a man that don't believe in much, but I'd be damned if I don't believe in us. How we play a fight up in the bathroom. I say, you know I'm making love to you. Girl, promise me you'll never change. She ain't perfect, but she's worth it. Every breath I breathe for the life of me. And I know I might not deserve it, but she loves me. And it's simply amazing.
Arnold Carmichael from The Groove Radio. I am very excited to be part of the Faces of Success 2016 Old School Celebrity Reunion Black Tie and Dinner Event in Reno, Nevada at the Grand Sierra Hotel on June 5th, 2016.
Mom, I need the love just like you do.
I'll be making my way onto the red carpet and will save you a spot so you can come and get your picture taken with me. Time to party now with lots of performances and more, so get ready to party with me and all my friends at Faces of Success Radio, and find out how you can order your tickets by going to www.facesofsuccessradio.com right now.
Welcome back to Dating, Mating, and Relating with Carly Stein. I have Rob and Janelle Alex on the show today, and we've been talking about playfulness in your relationship, there's sexy challenges, which
I'm like, I love that vampire thing. I'm like, well, that's fun. I'm going to have to incorporate that. So, let's talk about, have you two always had a fabulous relationship and a great sex life? Tell us a bit about you two.
No. You know, a lot of people think that. I don't know how many times people have come up to me in events or wherever, and they're like, oh, my God, we want what you have. And I'm like, it's great, but it takes work, right, in a beautiful, positive way. And the fact of the matter is, no, we've always had a pretty good relationship.
Right, yeah.
You know, we've been married almost 14 years, been together about 15. And so, yes, we only dated a year. We got married a year and 1 week to the day after our first date. A little fast. I don't know if that's the best idea, but we made it work. But we had a blended family then, because I had a son, he had a son. And so, there was some extra stuff that made it a bit more challenging. But, you know, we really had a really good relationship early on. And then when we first started working together, about a year and a half or so into our marriage, we took on what had been a business that had been in Rob's family, and we took that on. We bought it. And Rob started putting in, 90 to 100 hours a week, no kidding. And I was working. I still have my other company, and so I was putting in about 50 at my other company, and then I was putting in about 50 at the one that we had together. So both of us were hitting close to 100 hours of work a week. It was insane. And that took a big toll on us, on just time alone. Our dates at that time literally were Saturday afternoon. We had someone else run our center for us, and we went and to our in our small town that we lived in at the time, and would go have pizza. And we would fall asleep while we're sitting at the pizza parlor or whatever, right? We're like at the table, you know, snore almost. So that all took a toll. And then because of the late nights in particular that Rob had to work, because it was often 11 midnight before he could get home, I was asleep. And I happened to be one of those women. And I'm like, don't wake me up and be frisky, because it's just too late then. you know, our sex life really, really suffered. And we had to learn how to overcome that and how to make it work for us. And, you know, and so now even, as often, you know, we are together all so often, almost all the time, to have the excitement, that's where we have to incorporate some of the adventureness and do something different and be playful and be silly. And so we've created some ways to do that as well. But
well, and another piece I want to bring into this question is, did we always have a great sex life? You know, we're teaching couples how to, you know, to keep improving their relationship, you know, keep going forward, to keep making it better, keep making it hotter, keep making it sexier. So when you look back, you're going to be like, yeah, our relationship wasn't as good as it is now, because we want you to, and we're living this, but we want your relationship to keep improving. We don't want it to hit that, you know, and everybody hits those spells where it's not as great, but we want you to keep improving your relationship. So yeah, and even now, as we look back in 5 years and 10 years from now, when we look back to this point, we can probably honestly say, yes, our relationship is better than it was, you know, 5, 10 years ago.
Yeah, I love it. So what is transcendent lovemaking?
Well, you know, I feel like in my personal, well, I say my, I think we're pretty much in agreement on this, Rob, but spiritual lovemaking is different than transcendent lovemaking. And mind you, this is terminology, right? This is, we get into the barriers of human language when we start trying to define stuff. However, we will define spiritual lovemaking as those amazing experiences you have with your partner or yourself, that you just cherish. It's so sacred. It's so, you know, I say sweet, but it's just like, wow. Wow. I mean, you're just kind of left speechless. It was so important to you, and you loved having that. And it definitely was beyond just a physical, woohoo, that was it, I'm done. but transcendent lovemaking is when you literally kind of transcend. You go beyond your physical human self. So this is when we can tap into those experiences of connecting with spirit guides. We can get those messages. Just last night, Rob and I were together, and afterwards, I had a moment where I said, oh, wait, okay, I got two songs, and then today I found these songs, which, mind you, they were completely not anything I'd even heard since I was a child, probably, but they popped into my head. And then today I had confirmation on that, and it was very interesting how that showed up. And even a friend of mine sent me an email about one saying something about it. And so it was like, wow, see, it was just confirmation that I was tapping into something other than what you would normally think about afterwards. Now, that particular scenario, as far as the songs, what they mean exactly right now, I don't know yet. But they become signposts oftentimes as to what you may, maybe you're on the right track, or, like, yes, this is the direction you should go, something to that effect. You can use them in that way. Rob gets visions, right, if you will. Mine comes differently, but Rob gets visions at the point of orgasm.
Yeah, and I think it's important. One of the important things to do, that if you want to experience this, is the first thing is just to be open, to feel what you feel. Don't try to explain anything away. If you hear a sound, or if you, you might smell something, or you might, just have a weird feeling, and maybe you get a tingle in a certain body part other than the parts that are already excited, and just try to grasp, that something is trying to give you a message. Something might be trying to get through to you. Maybe it's just reminding you of something from your past or something in the future that's going to be happening. But you just have to open yourself up to all these experiences, because we can't tell you how they're going to come through for you. We can't tell you that exactly you're going to get it the same way we do. As Janelle just mentioned, me and her get them very differently.
Usually, yeah.
In our relationship. So everybody will get this a little differently, but open yourself up and just feel the love of your amazing experience you're having, and then see what happens around you. I hate to say pay attention, but that's kind of the way.
You have to be aware. And Carly, because I worked with you before in regards to your secret animal powers, and it was about paying attention as well, and noticing when they would show up for you in whatever way. Maybe mm-hmm. it's an image, maybe it's an actual animal, maybe it's just in a dream state, in a dream you can have that. So when you have transcendent lovemaking, it opens you up to those different possibilities. It can be something different, like Rob and I experience, that you get a vision or an image, and then those things usually end up showing up in our actual waking reality somewhere. Or it could even just be that you go to that absolute, void, where you have that sense of such utter bliss for a second or a few seconds, that you feel almost, we hear that sometimes in different songs and so forth. It's like, oh, we went to Mars, we had to come back from the moon, whatever. And you can, transcendent lovemaking absolutely can be that sense of leaving your body. And Rob in particular has had some out-of-body experiences during mm-hmm. transcendent lovemaking. And we've been able to help some of our clients understand that. And when we work with clients, mind you, it's all fully clothed and it's conversation. We do a lot of conversation on Skype or emailing and those types of things. It's been amazing when we get that feedback. They're like, oh my God, it just happened. And it's never exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Nobody that we've talked to is exactly the same, but the experiences and the feelings are, and the dreams that come through, and sometimes the spirit guides that come through, it boggles the human mind. It really does get to that beyond explanation. You go, I can't explain it.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. So how can people work with you or learn more about you? And I know you two also have a special offer for the listeners on tonight, too.
Well, you can find us at missiondatenight.com. And also, while I'm at it, we did just launch thecouplesspot.com, which is a new concept. It's kind of like being able to go to a cool trade show, but it's all kinds of stuff online. So there's all kinds of different things to check out there. So check that out. And it's evolving because, like I said, we just put it out there, but that's the couples, plural, spot.com. And then, of course, at missiondatenight.com, you can find our podcast, which, of course, is Mission Date Night. You can find more about the Sexy Challenges book, the new one that's out. You can find out how to work with us. We have all kinds of stuff there. So that's a great place to head over to as well. And then if you happen to be an Apple person, Rob and I are, we do have currently, we're making the offer via you, Carly. So if they reach out to us at missiondatenight33@gmail.com. So that's just the numerical threes, right? So it's missiondatenight33@gmail.com. And say, hey, we heard you on Carly's show. Then we will actually share a code for the book via the iBook store on iTunes. So if you have iTunes, you could get the book for free, The Sexy Challenge of 33 Adventures, for free. We'll give you a code to do that. So if you're not over there, I apologize. But, you know, just do Mission Date Night podcast because, oh, my gosh, just as Carly does, we share amazing content and guests and all kinds of great stuff over there. So it's another free way for you to find out amazing information. And of course, Rob and I, like I said, are big dorks, and we're just always usually joking around as well.
Yes, they're a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to be on their show as well. So thank you, too, for being on the show and sharing such great information with all the listeners.
It was our pleasure.
Thank you for having us, Carly.
You're welcome. And all right, so I do, again, as we mentioned earlier, I do have a brand new book out. You can find it on Amazon. It is 101 Ideas to Create Fun and Memorable Dates. And you can also just search my name, Carly Stein. And then if you're in the Denver area, I invite you to come out to my book signing. It's at New World Cheese on in Denver on Thursday from 6 to 8. And then, of course, you can very much connect with us on facesofsuccessradio.com. And I also have a Facebook group for the radio show, Dating, Mating, and Relating with Carly Stein. So thank you, everyone, for listening. I look forward to talking to you all next week. And we have Danita Walton, who's been on the show before. She's coming back on the show to talk about what she's up to next week. And again, if I don't see you before then, I will definitely see you all in Reno. Thank you and have a great night.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.